The last couple of months, we have been talking about the Bible under siege. It is being attacked ferociously, as though it is filled with contradictions and discrepancies. It is riddled with mistakes. It cannot be trusted. In this kind of a milieu, it is more important than ever that we are able to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, with gentleness and with respect. Bart Ehrman is making the media circuit. He's talking about his new book, and in it he presents the following as one of many alleged discrepancies in the Bible. He says in Mark's Gospel, Jesus tells Peter that he will deny him three times before the cock crows twice. In Matthew's Gospel, he tells him it will be before the cock crows. He asks, well, which is it, before the cock crows once or twice? Well, in response, let me first point out that as his more attentive students have likely discovered, Professor Ehrman is engaged in a cocky game of sleight of mind. Truth is, Matthew does not tell us how many times the rooster crowed. He simply tells us that the rooster crowed. As such, Ehrman is simply knocking down a straw man. Furthermore, only as an extreme literalist bent on undermining Scripture would someone attempt to make this particular passage walk on all fours. In recounting past events or telling stories, we obviously don't all highlight the same details. In the case at hand, Mark simply provides a bit more detail than does Matthew. Finally, Ehrman has set up a rigged game in which it's impossible for him to lose. Since Matthew and Mark do not provide identical testimonies, he cries contradiction. Conversely, if they had, he would conveniently charge them with collusion. Well, in sharp contrast to Ehrman's methodology, credible scholarship looks for a reliable core set of facts in order to validate a historical account. And in this case, Matthew and Mark merely provide complementary perspectives. So there's no problem whatsoever. We don't have to make a big deal out of Bart Ehrman's all-too-convenient cock-crowing conundrum. It's easily explained. It's not a problem and certainly isn't a reason for us to say the Bible can't be trusted. In fact, the reasons that the Bible can be trusted are overwhelming, including the evidence from the manuscripts themselves, archaeological evidence, predictive prophecy, and scriptural synergism. All of that information available in various resources right now available through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute.